Introduction. Command and control is fundamental to joint and army operations. Command and control is the exercise of authority and direction by a properly designated commander over assigned and attached forces in the accomplishment of a mission, JP1. The Army's approach to command and control in unified land operations is mission command. Mission command is the Army's approach to command and control that empowers subordinate decision-making and decentralized execution appropriate to the situation, ADP 6.0. Mission command guides commanders, staffs, and subordinates in their approach to operations. The command and control warfighting function enables commanders and staffs of theater armies, corps, divisions, and brigade combat teams to synchronize and integrate combat power across multiple domains and the information environment. Commanders cannot exercise command and control alone. Commanders exercise command and control through the command and control warfighting function. The command and control warfighting function is the related tasks and a system that enable commanders to synchronize and converge all elements of combat power, ADP 6.0. A command and control system is the arrangement of people, processes, networks, and command posts that enable commanders to conduct operations, ADP 6.0. The command and control system enables the commander and staff to execute the command and control warfighting function. Signal forces provide the network, information systems, and information management processes that enable command and control. Signal soldiers implementing the network and information systems and performing their staff tasks enable secure communications and situational awareness throughout their operational area. This enables the commander's exercise of command and control in support of unified land operations. By providing the network and conducting information management tasks to support the knowledge management process in the command and control system, signal formations and staff elements enable secure communications and situational awareness throughout their areas of operations. Information management processes enable knowledge management and allow commanders to control their formations and synchronize efforts across warfighting functions while conducting unified land operations. The Army's network enables every mission, from training the force to executing tactical tasks, to influence the operational environment in large-scale combat operations. The network is the part of the command and control system that provides infrastructure for voice, data, and video connectivity to support operations. The network disseminates the common operational picture and enables unified action partner integration. With modern tactical radio systems able to pass digital information, the network extends as low as the individual soldier on the battlefield. FM 6-02 outlines signal doctrine in 5 chapters with supporting appendixes to address tactics and procedures for signal support to Army operations. The techniques to accomplish the signal missions, functions, and tasks in this field manual appear in Signal-Specific Army Techniques publications. This revision to FM 6-02 adopts new doctrinal terms, force structure, and tactics implemented since the most recent update. This manual supersedes FM 6-02 dated 22 January 2014. FM 6-02 chapters include Chapter 1. Section 1 discusses the operational environment, information environment, and threat as they relate to signal support. Section 2 introduces the fundamental principles of successful signal support to joint and army operations and the core competencies of the Signal Corps. Section 3 discusses the role of signal forces in army operations. Chapter 2. Section 1 discusses signal support to army operations by echelon, corps and below units with organic signal capabilities, units without organic signal capabilities, echelons above core signal units that provide support, and signal support to other army operations. Section 2 details the core competencies and essential capability of the Signal Corps. Section 3 discusses individual and collective signal training. Section 4 discusses the joint and army networks that enable command and control across the range of military operations. Chapter 3. Section 1 discusses signal support to army operations to shape. Section 2 discusses signal support to army operations to prevent. Chapter 4. Section 1 provides an overview of signal support to large-scale combat operations. Section 2 discusses signal support to large-scale defensive operations. Section 3 discusses signal support to large-scale offensive operations. Chapter 5 discusses signal support to army operations to consolidate gains. Appendix A discusses tactics and procedures for operations in a contested environment. It outlines the procedures when communications systems and networks come under enemy electronic or cyberspace attack. Appendix B discusses the role of the signal staff in the military decision-making process. It outlines the process and considerations for planning and coordinating Department of Defense information network operations, network transport and information services, spectrum management, and communications security. Appendix C provides procedures for requesting visual information and combat camera support. Appendix D discusses signal systems maintenance. It outlines two-level communications electronics maintenance, the roles and responsibilities for maintenance management in units, and the external organizations that provide sustainment maintenance support. Appendix E provides procedures for identifying support requirements and requesting signal support from non-organic assets. Based on current doctrinal changes, certain terms for which FM6-02 is the proponent have been modified for purposes of this publication. Pro Patria Vigilans, watchful for the country. Signal Corps motto.